our mission for both of our chapters is that we want to publicize the POW MIA issue so that people understand that there are soldiers left behind from all past wars, and that we want to make sure that they come home.
You know, that's something we forget about, I think. That's got to be a very challenging effort to try to get that kind of awareness out there, because we really do forget. Now, as a part of that, how many members are part of the Rolling Thunder group, and what kinds of things do you do?
Presently, we have about 54 members in our chapter, and so what we do is we try to help with veterans' issues in the area. We go to the VA, and we do feeds for the veterans. During Sturgis Week, we have a memorial ceremony at the Black Hills National Cemetery. We try to always help homeless veterans. We do many things in the area.
Dave, tell us how you got involved with Rolling Thunder.
You know, Greg, about 2001, there's a gentleman in town here whose name was Richard Johnson, and he talked a few of us into getting into a local chapter, and he's passed on now. He's in our memory. He's one of our members that was dear and dear to our heart, you know. But he talked about four or five of us into going to the Ride for the Wall. And, you know, the Ride for the Wall is the last Sunday in May every year. It's Memorial Day weekend, and they ride their bikes. The whole nation comes to the Washington, D.C. area, and there's a demonstration ride on Sunday. About 500 to 800,000 bikes in the demonstration ride. And it's basically an audible voice for those that cannot speak. And it's emphasizing that we will not forget those that cannot ride today that we've lost or that are missing in action.
It is 12 minutes past 7, sunny and 48 here at Kello. Dave Nordland and Elizabeth Wood join us. And again, the name of the group is Rolling Thunder. Boy, you talk about that many bikes. Brownie, our producer Brownie, was telling me, he said, it is an incredible sight. You cannot imagine what it's like. How does it feel to be a part of something like that?
Well, the massive sound is just overwhelming. That's where the Rolling Thunder names come in. The massive sound of the motorcycles is akin to the noise created by the bombing campaign over North Vietnam in 1965, dubbed Operation Rolling Thunder. And that campaign became the namesake for the ride that began in 1988 to bring awareness to the POW-MIA issues to the American public. It's amazing. It's just absolutely overwhelming to be with that many folks. And they fill all the Pentagon parking lots to the brim. And they take all day to ride out of the parking lots, and you go down through Constitution Avenue, Independence Avenue, and end up over at the National Mall and celebrations, and they've got a big stage set up over there. And it's just it's a three-day event, actually, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And it's just a wonderful time to be there to celebrate those that have served and those that are missing in action, and remembering those that are still POWs. We still have some missing that we know that are alive.
And let's maybe talk about that a little bit. What are some of the, when it comes to POW and MIA issues, what are some of the things that people should know and remember, Elizabeth?
You need to remember that these servicemen, especially in Vietnam and Laos and Cambodia, that are still alive, they've been there for, you know, nearly 60 years, 50, good 50 years, and it's scary that they're still over there, but we want to have them come back. Fortunately, JPAC helps to find remains of some of these soldiers, and so therefore, they help account for some of them as well.
That's got to provide, I mean, for the families involved, I've got to imagine that provides tremendous closure to be able to get the remains of loved ones.
Yes, you kind of think of it as if you're on a lake and you see the water to be crystal clear and a pebble's dropped and the ripple effect that happens. That's what happens when a soldier has gone down and then the family is affected, the mom and dad, the brothers and sisters, aunts and uncles, relatives and friends. And when they can have closure, even after that long of a time, it's so essential to them that they can have that.
What kinds of things can people do? I mean, to try to help.
JPAC, if you go to their website, they say that they are in need of DNA samples for especially the Korean War soldiers. The World War II soldiers, they're becoming, they have better closure with some of those cases. But the Korean War, they do need DNA. And then, of course, Vietnam, we still have 1,600 soldiers that are left behind there. And so they, JPAC will always take help from families that have a loved one missing.
16 minutes past 7, sunny and 48 here at Kello. We're visiting with Dave Nordland and Elizabeth Wood, and we're talking about Rolling Thunder. And, Dave, you're talking about the ride for freedom. Do you ride by chance? You on a bike?
Yes, I do. Yeah. I've been riding. I think I've made, in the last 10 years, I've made 8 of the trips. I missed 2 years. And we ride out of here on a Wednesday morning. In fact, the folks just left this Wednesday. We saw them off out at G&L Harley at 7 a.m., sent them off with donuts and coffee. And in the rain, they rode. There's, I think, about 5 bikes leaving here. Normally, there's about 10 to 15. But they're picking people up along the way, over through Minnesota and on down on the route. And they'll end up with Rolling Thunder Chapter 2 from Brookings, meeting those folks there and our folks from here. And they'll work the sales booth to help support the costs that are brought on when you go to such an event like this. But we do have a sales association that we put together on Sunday morning to sell bandanas and hats and pins and things like that.
Sure.
And everybody's got to have a souvenir when they come to this. And I'll tell you that, Greg, one thing that's interesting, a lot of folks come and ride with us that aren't Rolling Thunder members, are not all Rolling Thunder members. And there's all kinds of flavors of bikes. Every type of a bike, a two-wheeler, three-wheeler, four-wheelers, it's just amazing the amount of the entourage of folks that just arrive there and spend the whole day celebrating those that have served and those that are still missing. And it's just it is such a lift. It's such exciting.
And for people who maybe want to become part of Rolling Thunder, what are the membership requirements and how do they find out more, Elizabeth?
Well, we're interested in people who would just like to help serve veterans. That is our, main mission, and we want to make sure that the education for POWMIAs is out there so that people know that the soldiers left behind, we want to bring them back. So anyone is welcome to come. We have meetings at the VFW the third Saturday of every month, and people are welcome to come and be our guests.